I am joined this afternoon by Kirsty McMillan and Rhiannon Williams-Pike from Riverside Players. I'm very excited about this because we're here to talk about your new show at Riverside Players, which is The Sound of Music, coming up in early August. With regards to yourselves, one of the things I read on the website was this is your biggest project in 10 years. Kirsty, you're directing it. Why is this the biggest, and in what way is it the biggest?
So we used to do outdoor shows every 3 to 4 years. We've done a number actually since 1991. We've done Camelot, we've done Oklahoma, and they've all been set either in farmland or they've been in Ainsford Castle itself, which is where we're doing this production. And the primary goal is that amateur dramatics is a wonderful, wonderful thing that gives people the opportunity to get involved in the arts and into theatre. And this would be our big thing that would get loads of members in, get everyone really excited, and also then kind of fund the next 3 years of season so people can do that really, really arty stuff without having to worry about profits and things like that, which is what we aim to do. But also, it's the amazing thing is people get to be involved in probably the one of the biggest projects they're going to do in the theatre if they're not professional, because it is absolutely huge. I mean, we will have hopefully we'll have footfall between 3,500 to 4,000 people coming to see it. We've got, a production team working flat out to try and make this, really amazing experience both for the audience and for the cast themselves and everyone involved. And it's one of those things that happens not very often. So for our kids who are playing the Von Trapp children, this is going to be a life event for them. Yeah, which is what we're all about.
And with the practicalities of it being a castle, it's outside.
It is outside. So it's within
Oh.
the curtain wall of Ainsford Castle, which is a ruin. It's a Norman castle that's in ruin. So it's a lovely place. So you've got the curtain wall, you've got a moat surrounding it, dry moat, hopefully, fingers crossed, dry moat surrounding it. And the stage itself is being built amongst the ruins. So the ruins themselves are a huge part of the set.
And so with regards to if it does chuck it down with rain.
Well, you guys are fine because the auditorium that's been built has a canopy, has a big
Ah.
wrought iron canopy. So you guys are fine because we need to keep the lighting desks and everything dry. We thought we'd be nice to the audience, and it's a full theatre setup of great seating. You're all dry. The cast, however, and we have warned them ever since auditions that if it chucks it down, the question is, what if it rains, Kirsty? And I go, you get wet.
And with regards to the show, it's obviously such a well-known film, been around for donkey's years. People know the songs. Rhiannon, you're playing Maria.
Yes, I am. It is a lot of pressure, but it's also, I mean, what a dream to get to play Maria von Trapp. It's crazy. And it's been such a wonderful experience. Every time I get to sing any of the songs or say any of the lines, it's really exciting. And the whole cast are brilliant. All of the children, both sets of von Trapp children, the whole cast are fantastic. So while it is a lot of pressure, I feel like the audience are going to have a really exciting experience with the location, with it, and everything that's going into the production.
So, Rhiannon, I'm curious, just to draw us towards a close. So, are you walking around the house singing the tunes all the time?
Yeah, constantly in the car, in work, at any opportunity, I'm singing the songs to myself.
Dare I ask, which is your favourite?
I do love a lot of them. I think absolute favorite one that I sing is The Lonely Goat Herd, because it is just unhinged. There's no rhyme or reason as to why that song is in the musical.
That's amazing. It sounds exciting. In terms of the two of you, in terms of your energy, your excitement, the scale of it, I wish you all the very best. With regards to logistics, so for people that are keen to go along, it runs from the 2nd to the 10th. And then you've got
Correct.
matinees, 7:30, I think, isn't it? And then you've got matinees on the 3rd, the 4th, and the 10th as well.
Correct. At 2 o'clock.
And how much are tickets?
So it's £25 for a single adult. It is £20 for concession, so OAP, student, 18 for youth, and then we have a family ticket, which is two adults, two concessions at £70. So it
Amazing.
really is, it's very reasonable. We have free parking available. Yeah, and we've
Super.
also got, because as a little bit of close home, I'm actually hard of hearing. So I made sure that we have a captioned performance, which is on Wednesday the 7th.
Perfect. That's brilliant for that. And to get tickets, riversideplayers.co.uk.
Correct.
I wish you all the very best. Thank you so much for sharing your information. I'm going to go away and I'm sure I'll be humming all for the rest of today, tuned from the Sound of Music, going a little bit quiet because I did my yodeling just now, but thinking I can't sit in tune. I'm in awe of you, Rhiannon, and with regards to what you've organised and put together, Kirsty, all the very best to all of you for the August show.